up to Simin Reish Sadi Beis, Din Tfilas Mincha B'Shabbos. So the Mechaber says, B'Mincha Motzin Sefer Torah V'Korin Shlosh HaNashim Asar P'suki in Parasha Abba. You read the next week's Parasha. V'Afil Chal Yom Tov Lios B'Shabbos Korin Parasha Abba V'Lo B'Shal Yom Tov. You read the weekly Parasha. It doesn't even matter what's going to be the next week. The Ramah adds, or whoever put in the words from the tour over here, Omerim Ashrei Uvalatzion V'Anis Filasi, that you also have Ashrei Uvalatzion and V'Anis Filasi. So here, most of the interesting parts of this is actually on the words of the Ramah. So the Mishnah Berurah comments in Aleph, U'mafsikim b'kadosh kodem V'Anis Filasi, V'amiris Uvalatzion Mincha u'b'makom seder kedusha b'chol. That Uvalatzion is in place of the normal Seder Kedusha like we have during the week. Ubishabis shemarichin harbe b'shachris ha-mosef hinichu ad mincha. So the question is, why is it that we say Uvalatzion in the afternoon on Shabbos when we normally during the week say it in the morning? So there's this cryptic statement of the Mishnah Berurah that because we're marich b'shachris ha-mosef, so Hinichu al mincha. They left it for the mincha. Mari v'Rabbi Rav Nevinzal Shlita once told me an idea that I then saw is in the Beitzchak Ikari. Rav Nevinzal has a fascinating idea. We could read it in the Beitzchak Ikari. Nira the bedoros harishonim hayulomdim sidra la'achar tefila ukishigomro hayu omrim kedusha de sidra, that they used to learn after davening. And Rav Nevinzal's claim is that Uvalatzion was always said after Talmud Torah, that there was a form of Kedusha that was said after Talmud Torah. I once heard something, if I'm not mistaken, similar from Rav Shechter Shlita. U'b'Shabbos, but on Shabbos, hayu dochim halimud ad achar suda. But because there was Suda Shabbos, there are Gemaras about this, that they used to be careful to go home to eat with their family. V'lamdu ad mincha. Then they would eat, and they would learn until mincha. Ulachein amru kidsha desidura kodem mincha. So Nevinzal's take is a little bit different than the Mishnah Berurah. His take is that they would say Uvalatzion after they learned. Normally, they would learn in the morning and then they would go to work. On Shabbos, they would first have the meal and then come back to learn. And then they would say Uvalatzion. And then Rav Nevinzal has a brilliant chapel. Masechas Sofrim, Nirek Sasha, Yilomdim Gam Matzai Shabbos. Because the question is, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't take care of Matzai Shabbos. What's with the Uvalatzion on Matzai Shabbos? So we're going to see something really interesting in the Ramah, at the end of our Simen. The Ramah says, and that we're doing a lot of Tyrus in the Ramah. The Ramah at the end of the Simen says, V'nagu shalolik bo'a medrish bein mincha l'mayr, that the custom wasn't to be koveya a medrish. They wouldn't have shiurim berabim between mincha and ma'ariv. We're going to see that this has to do with the ptira of tzaddikim, the Mishnah Berurah and Sifkatan Vav says that the meisu ba Yosef Moshe v'dov l'chach nogu shlok bo as medrash kichom shemeis kol medrashus betelim. So they wouldn't learn berabim at that time. But you were missing your Rebbe. Your Rebbe didn't finish the shiur. The Rebbe had the second half of the shiur. So Rebbe used to say the second half of the shiur already after the time of Mincha Ma'ariv. He would say it after Shabbos. No one was running. It seems like no one was rushing home to say Avdon. Not 5:36. I was warned four times that it should be 5:36 to make sure Shabbos should be finished. So in those days they would, maybe they had 5:36 too. But they also had afterwards they had learning. So then they would say Uvalatzion after Ma'ariv at that time, because that was the time that they learned. That's from Nevinzal's Hosafa, because they didn't do it between Mincha and Ma'ariv. In Kenim Advarim, so then you could explain also Matzai Shabbos as well. And Rav Nevinzal has another raya, that's also why in Leil Tisha B'Av and Leil Purim we say Uvalatzion. Why do you say dafka then? Because then it's after the limud of Mikra Megillah, and then it's after the limud of Kinos. So whenever you have a limud Torah Barabim, even on Tisha B'Av, obviously it's a different type of limud Torah Barabim, Tisha B'Av, then Nevinzal suggests is Kiddusha the Sidra. It's a fascinating idea. He's repeated this to me the Siyata D'Shmai a couple times. There's a much simpler Mahalach about Uvalatzion, and a much more Chassidish idea. from the Aruch HaShulchan, of all people, the Aruch HaShulchan. But it doesn't work here. The Aruch HaShulchan suggests in Hilchos Shachris, he has a beautiful, beautiful, if you ever want to give chizuk to somebody going off to work, from after learning, going to work, or after davening, for that matter, also to work. So the Aruch HaShulchan says there is the kedusha of the Shemone Asrei of the Tefillah, and then there's the kedusha de Sidra at the end of davening. He says there's two kedushas. One is when we stand with malachim, we're high up in Shemayim like malachim, and then we sit down for the second Nevelat Zion. And he says that is taking that kedusha and putting it into the daily routine, because the uvalat zion is the last thing you do before you go off to work. So he says that's being mashpil. It's a chassidish Aruch HaShulchan. The only thing is, Rav Nevin Zal's pshat explains more uvalat zions than Aruch HaShulchan's pshat.
But it fits in also in Motzei Shabbos.
Fits in Motzei Shabbos, but Mincha is a little bit different. Oh, maybe there's a pshat also. Anyhow, this is the fascinating discussions. Okay, Vafil Zok Deheligim Mechaber Vafil Chal Yomtiv. We did that. Beis Oymim Tzidkascha. We say Tzidkascha. Why do we say Tzidkascha? Tzidkascha Tzedek Olam. So there we say that Meisu Bal Yosef Moshe V'David. Renzel pointed out that there is a Yerushalmi. He told me that the Yerushalmi says that David died on Shavuos, and the Pashtus is it wasn't on Shabbos. But that was the story. And then the halacha is Chacham Shemesbo called Rashos Betalim. So when a Chacham dies, so then there's the idea that you're supposed to, where Steinman died, so all the yeshivas emptied and go to Leviath. So similarly, Mashal Ma Davidom, that the Midrashos are Betalim, Arayom Azeh. Isn't Talmud Torah B'tzibur? The Chafetz Chaim is bothered at the end of Sifkat and Tess that they quote from the Maral Miprag. Maral Miprag did say Shir between Mincha and Ma'ariv. It's interesting. In America, there are shuls that they do have Shir. Generally, here in Eretz Yisrael, you don't have Shir between Mincha and Ma'ariv. But well, some places maybe. But in America, it's a little more common. But the Lechura at first glance against this. Everything that we just saw in the Mishnah Berurah and in the Ramah. However, there is a Maral Miprag that the Mishnah Berurah concludes with at the end of Sifkat and Tess. He says that the Maral Miprag at times did darshan between Mincha and Ma'ariv, and so therefore he says you don't have to stop people who do it. And the Mishnah Berurah concludes Kedarko v'Kodesh, as you have many times said, a lot better that the Rav be teaching and people listening. That's sometimes not always the two don't go together, but the Rav be teaching and people listening as opposed to people sitting outside and saying Lashon Hara. So that's what the Mishnah Berurah says is mumlat in that particular, is suggested in that particular case. Okay. Finally, the Mechaber says, "Imchal bel yoyim shi'ilu hayachol lo hayomrim boi mincha nefilas apayim einam tzikaska." And this is our custom to this day, days that you wouldn't say nefilas apayim, so then you also wouldn't say tzikaska. And Rav Nevinzal commented to me that if there's a chasan, so then in such a case the same halach would apply. By the way, another comment that Rav Nevinzal Shlita made to me is that the Lashon Mishnah Berurah is chacham shemeis kol medreshus betelim. So we learned in the Kolel, we learned the sugya moikatuch of beizam ebeiz, is that it's not chacham, but rather it's a nasi. So Rav Nevinzal corrects the Lashon. Ad kedei kach, then in the old edition, Yitzchak Kari says, tzarech lomar nasi. I don't know if he really meant to change it, but either way, that's the halacha. I mentioned that there are some who say, point out that David died in Shavuos. Also, Mishnah Berurah points out that there are some say that Moshe Rabbeinu died in Erev Shabbos. But since he wasn't buried until Shabbos B'mincha, so by HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kaviyachol, so then we say, according to the Zohar, we say Tzikaska during that period of time. The more common pshat that's said about tzikaska is the Yesh Mefarshim Mishnah Berurah last four words. Yesh Mefarshim to Omrim tzikaska l'hatzdik adin al rishon shechozrim gehenim b'matzoi Shabbos. That tzikaska we're saying on behalf of those who are going back to Gehenna. Okay, we should be zocha to go to Olam Haba. Stop over here. What time is it?